今天的经文是约拿书第四章。这事约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：耶和华呀，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他施去。耶和华呀，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。耶和华说：你这样发怒合乎理吗？于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的阴下，要看看那城究竟如何。耶和华神安排一棵蓖麻，使其发生高过约拿，影遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这棵蓖麻大大喜乐。次日黎明，神却安排一条虫子咬着蓖麻，以致枯槁。日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头暴晒约拿的头，使他发昏。他就为自己求死，说：我死了比活着还好。神对约拿说：你因这棵蓖麻发怒合乎理吗？他说：我发怒以至于死都合乎理。耶和华说：这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
你好。Thank you so much for having me.
谢谢大家给他今天一个机会。
I think Meng should move closer, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Together.
我们要在一起讲。
It's a great privilege to come and to be able to share with you from God's Word.
今天很荣幸来这里和大家一起分享神的话语。
So let's ask God to speak.
好，让我们来向神求告，让他的话语来领导我们。
Lord and Heavenly Father,
天父啊，感谢。
We thank you for your word.
感谢你的话语。
And we thank you for all that it teaches us.
感谢你教导我们所有的。
Thank you that it shows us that you are an incredibly gracious God.
感谢你要来向我们显现，你是一个无比爱。
And thank you that it means that because you are a gracious God, we can serve you and love you with our lives.
因为你是这样的仁慈，所以我们才能来侍奉你，来爱你。
Help us to hear you speak today, our God.
帮助我们能够来认识你。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
以基督的名祷告，阿门。
Imagine a teenager is found guilty of a horrific murder.
试想，一个十几岁的年轻人凶残的谋杀了。
A murder of an innocent 20-year-old girl.
哦，他谋杀了一个无辜的20来岁的人。
So horrific, he's not only put in jail.
他如此凶残的，为了他如此凶残的谋杀，他不仅被判入狱。
But in response to the outrage for what this 14-year-old did,
并且为了响应公众对这个14岁的杀人犯的公愤，
the state changes the law to make sure he will stay in prison for life.
这个州政府更改了法律，判他无期徒刑。
Now imagine there is a pastor who is advocating for this man's early release.
然后又想象一下，有一位牧师。要为他的提前释放去游说。
What does that make you feel?
你会感到怎么样呢？
Well, you don't have to imagine, because Ange told this story a couple of weeks ago.
你现在不用去想象了，因为 Ange 在几周前都已经讲过这个故事了。
A story about Simon Manchester's long friendship with Bronson Blessington.
一个关于西蒙·曼切斯特和布朗森·布莱辛顿长久的友谊。
Bronson, who was jailed for killing Janine Balding in 1988.
那个布朗森是个囚犯，在1988年杀了杰尼保定。
Bronson, a man who came to know the Lord in prison just 2 years later.
这个布朗森在监狱里两年以后认识了主。
A man who Simon Manchester has been meeting with and writes letters to and speaks with regularly.
因为他在监狱里遇到了那个牧师西门，这个西门以后又经常与他谈话，给他写信。
Now imagine he's released.
最后他被释放了。
Simon Manchester, when he was interviewed, said there is no doubt Bronson should have gone to jail.
西门在接受采访的时候说，毫无疑问，他应该入狱。
And I think justice, he says, should be there.
他说，这个公正应该是在那里。他是被判入狱。
But he's wondering, due to his change, his repentance in becoming a Christian, he wants to see the law reconsidered too.
但是因为看到他的变化，因为他成了一个基督徒，他的忏悔，我们愿意来改变这个法律，重新考量他的刑期。
What do we do with this?
我们的反响是什么呢？
It makes us angry when people are released without them serving their time, doesn't it?
当看到犯人没有服完刑期而提早释放，会令我们愤怒。
Our sense of justice and our justice system make sure of this.
就我们对公正的理解以及我们的司法体系，都令我们有如此的反应。
It seems right that we are disgraced when there is an injustice.
这似乎是很对。当我们看到有不公正的时候，我们会感到耻辱。
When we witness or we experience an injustice, it is disgraceful.
当我们见证或者经历这样的不公正的时候，真是令人羞耻。
Now imagine a nation of Bronson Blessingtons.
可以想象，现在如果一个国家都是像布朗森那样的人。
A whole nation with a reputation more like ISIS militants than anything else.
一个有着像 ISIS 武装那样的名声的国家。
Imagine that nation hears a warning.
想象当他们听到警告。
40 days and your nation will be destroyed by a holy God.
40天里头，这个国家就要被神毁灭。
Surprisingly, they believe the message, they repent, and this God relents.
但是他们相信并且忏悔了，神就发了慈悲。
Well, you don't have to imagine, because that's the story of Jonah, with some other details, including a big fish.
其实我们不用想象，这就是刚才读的那个约拿的故事。
But that's where Jonah 3 ends. And Meng's going to read Jonah 3, verse 10.
哎，这就是约拿书在第三章结尾的时候讲的。接下来我要读约拿书第三章第十节。于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降于他们了。
What do we do with this?
对此我们会怎么做呢？
Well, we look at Jonah 4, because Jonah 4 makes sense of the whole story, and it's the point that the author is wanting to make.
我们接下来就看约拿书第四章，因为这第四章解释了整个的故事。
This God is a disgracefully gracious God who is concerned for all his creation.
这是一位神非常的仁慈，他关注所有的受造物。
Something Israel had forgotten, and something we too easily can forget too.
这一点以色列人已经忘记了，我们也常常忘记。
Jonah finishes with an open sort of ending. When you heard it read, it's open. That leaves egg on the face of the reader.
约拿书留给一个读者一个开放的，一个结尾。但是这个开放的结尾就会显出我们这些人本身的那个 不完美来。
Because this story is about more than a man running from God. It was a story for a whole nation ignoring the very heart of God.
因为这个故事不只是讲一个人逃避神，而是一整个国家忽视神的信义。
And now the prophet Jonah hasn't exactly been a standout candidate for prophet of the year, has he?
约拿在此还没有确实地凸显出来。
And in chapter 4, we learn more about the man and understand his true motivation.
但在第四章里，我们会了解更多有关这个人的真正动机。
Look at verse 1.
来看一下第一节。这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒。
Did you see that? Jonah is furious. He hated what God had done.
你们看见吗？约拿在这里发怒，他恨神所做的。
And the narrator makes sure that the reader sees Jonah is well out of line here.
这个作者要确保读者看到约拿在这个时候已经完全出格了。
Particularly with what he does next, because Jonah reveals more as he prays.
尤其看他接下来所做的，约拿在他的祷告中显露了更多。
Look at what he prays in verse 2.
那个经文第二节。他祷告的话，他说：“我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他市去。”
The real motives behind his Tarshish trip couldn't be clearer, could they?
他逃往他市去的真正的目的，在此完全的清楚了。
He knew God could do what he has done.
他知道神会做。
But he didn't want it. He wants nothing to do with it.
但是他不想神那样做，他不想自己跟这个事有关。
So much so, he dramatically says in verse 3,
正因为如此，他大声地说，我们读第三节，耶和华呀，现在求你取我的命吧。因为我死了比活着还好。
Jonah has an issue with what God has done.
约拿不满神所做的。
He says, God, your graciousness to these people, it's disgraceful.
他说，神啊，你对这些人的仁慈，真是令人羞耻啊。
I can't live if this is what it's going to be like to live.
他说，我不活了。如果将来都像这样的话，
But what Jonah's really saying is he can't stand God.
但是约拿他真正的意思就是，他不能赞同神。
He can't stand that God is gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love, relents from sending calamity on Nineveh.
他不能赞同神这样的仁慈，富有同情心，不轻易发怒，充满爱。不愿降灾。
He can't stand it that Nineveh would receive what Jonah did, really, because, I mean, that's what's happening, isn't it?
约拿不能认同尼尼微所得到的待遇，那不就是正在发生的吗？
In chapter 2, verses 1 to 9, he praised God for his gracious mercy, didn't he?
对，在先前的第二章里头，当他自己在鱼肚里的时候，他第二章一到九节，约拿赞美神的仁慈和怜悯，不是吗？
Have you read chapter 2?
接下来我读第二章的第二节、第六节、第九节。约拿说，我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我，从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来，但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你，我所许的愿我必偿还，救恩出于耶和华。
But I guess Jonah deserves it more than them, doesn't he? I mean, the sort of creed he referred to in verse 2 hints at that.
我猜想约拿可能自以为值得，因为他在第二节中所写的都是他很值得神的爱。
He describes what God is like, but that should only be for his people. right?
他写了神是什么样子的，可能他认为
Jonah
应该只是为他们以色列人的，不是吗？
Sorry. Jonah can't stand that God would be so disgracefully gracious to Nineveh.
约拿不能认同神，他对尼尼微人这样的仁慈。
To people outside of Israel.
对外邦人这么仁慈。
He is sitting outside the city, hoping and waiting for its destruction.
他来到城外，期待这城被毁灭。
And then getting angry that it hasn't become what Sodom and Gomorrah was. Fire, ash, dust, nothing.
他变得更加愤怒，可能他指望这个城就像索多玛和俄摩拉一样被神毁灭，但是这个都没有发生。
Why was Jonah so angry?
约拿为什么发怒呢？
Ultimately, Jonah is angry at God for being God.
只有一点，那就是他对神的神性发怒。
But Jonah will teach God will teach Jonah and all of Israel a lesson. He asks Jonah in verse 4,
但是神会教导约拿和以色列人，他在第四节里头，经文第四节说，耶和华说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
And this question is the most important in the whole book.
这个问题是整本书里最重要的。
God asks Jonah, what right do you have to be angry?
神问约拿，你有什么权利发怒呢？
He says, is there any good that comes from your anger?
他说发怒能给你带来任何益处吗？
I wonder what makes you angry.
我想我们自己可以想一想什么事情让我们发怒。
What causes you anger just generally?
通常什么事情让我们发怒呢？
When you feel hard done by or have had a felt need not or felt right not met.
是不是当我们感到事情棘手，或者是那个事情事与愿违的时候吗？
For me, it's driving.
对牧师来说就是开车。
When I get cut off and they shouldn't have cut me off and I was going that way, it makes me furious.
他开车的时候，如果遭到其他人忽然的插到他前面，他心里很生气。
What about you? What things make you angry?
那我们自己想想，什么事让我们也会生气呢？
See, just like you're not answering me, Jonah doesn't answer God's question.
也就像你们大家没有回答他的问题一样，约拿在这里也没有回应。
Instead, he just stubbornly waits.The bitterness that must be present.
他并且就在那里等待，他很顽固。
But what is he waiting for?
但是他等什么呢？
Maybe he's hoping to see God destroy Nineveh. But instead, Jonah gets a lesson from God.
他可能是等着神来那个毁灭那个尼尼微城，但是他等来了神给他讲的一课。
A lesson that will leave egg on his face.
那一刻，让约拿脸上，他讲沾了鸡蛋，这是他们英文里头的说法。一会他会解释。
Not like that. Not like that. That's too extreme. But have you ever eaten an egg?
他说不是像那个，但是他问你们有没有吃过鸡蛋。
The yellow of an egg sometimes it sticks, doesn't it, and ends up on your face somewhere.
他说那个蛋黄有时候会那个粘在那个脸上。
Maybe on your lip or your mustache or your beard.
粘在你的嘴唇啊胡须上面。
The saying egg on your face is meant to mean it makes you look foolish.
他们英文里头说脸上沾了鸡蛋意思就是看上去很蠢。
Jonah and Israel who reads this are left with egg on their face.
也当约拿和以色列人在这个时候显得很蠢。
Because they have misunderstood God's disgraceful grace.
因为他们误解了神的恩典。
In the next little bit, it seems Jonah isn't a great builder because his shelter resembles one of my son's cubby houses more than a place to stay.
接下来的那一段看起来约拿不是一个好的建造师，因为他造的那个住所就跟他的儿子造的玩具屋差不多。
So graciously and compassionately again, God comes to his aid.
然后仁慈的神，富有同情心的神来帮助他。
Look at verses 5 to 8.
接下来让我们看看第五到第八节。于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，要看看那城究竟如何。耶和华神安排一颗蓖麻，使其发声高过约拿，隐而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这颗蓖麻大大喜乐。次日黎明，神却安排一条虫子咬着蓖麻以致枯槁。日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头暴晒约拿的头，使他发昏，他就为自己求死，说我死了比活着还好。
But God has a point to make, you see, so he asks him again nearly exactly the same way as last time.
但是神要向他显明一个观点，所以他再一次问约拿，跟先前问的差不多，那就是第九节。神对约拿说，你因这颗蓖麻发怒，合乎理吗？他说，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。
He's got him, doesn't he?
哎，神在这个时候，把约拿给逮着了。
Of his own free will, Jonah has passionately professed that a plant's life is to be valued.
约拿由着他自己的主张，他就是热情的宣告，这棵植物的生命是有价值的。
That this plant is of great concern to him, that the plant's destruction outrages him.
因为这棵植物对他来说太吸引了，这棵植物被破坏了令他愤怒。
It is horribly wrong that this plant was struck down.
他以为真是大错特错了，那棵树死了。
He's got him. And so now God makes his point in verses 10 to 11.
现在神要来亮明他的观点了。我们接下来读第十到十一节。耶和华说，这蓖麻不是你种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且暗喜，何况这尼尼微大臣，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
Jonah, look, look what you valued, and look what you didn't.
约拿呀，看看你，那些你所看重的，再看那些你所不看重的。
Now, Jonah, look what I value, what I am concerned with.
约拿呀，看看那些我所看重的，那些我所关心的。
God compares the vine and Nineveh.Jonah, how can it be right that Nineveh be struck down if it wasn't right for this plant?
神把这棵藤跟尼尼微比，然后就说，约拿呀，这怎么会合理呢？尼尼微可以被毁，而这藤却不能呢？
Jonah gives no answer because now the egg is on his face.
约拿还是没有回答，因为他自己很蠢了。
But God gives a very clear explanation as to what he is concerned with.
但是神给出了非常清晰的解释，神所关心的是什么。
And it is just what Israel needed to hear.
这也正是以色列所需要听的。
God is concerned for all his creation.
神关心所有受造物。
Nineveh and all its inhabitants, even the cows.
尼尼微城和所有的居民，甚至包括牛。
They're valuable to God. God cares for what He has made.
在神眼里，这一切都是有价值的。神关心他所造的。
And the story leaves the readers sort of hanging, If this is your God, what are you concerned with?
这故事留给读者去思想，如果这是你的神，你所关心的是什么呢？
How do you view the world?
你是怎样看待这世界呢？
There is no happily ever after at the end of this story. Instead, it leaves the reader standing in front of a mirror, checking to see if there's egg on their face.
这个故事的结尾绝对不是我们常看的哦，以后幸福永远，但是最好，还是让以色列人站在镜子前看看自己的蠢样。
At this point, we can relate too. See, Israel had forgotten God's broad vision and concern for all the nations.
这以色列人已经忘记了神宽广的视角和关切。
They had forgotten that it was God's gracious choice that made them his people to start with.
他们都忘记了这都是神的恩典，让他们所有的人有那个以色列人有他们的那个开国。
So as Genesis 12 verse 3 says, all peoples on earth will be blessed through him.
创世纪书12章三节里边讲，地上的万族都要因你得福。
The book of Jonah says to Israel, "What right do you have to presume upon my grace?"
耶拿书是要向以色列人说明，你们有什么权利来指派我的恩典呢？
They were presuming on grace like they owned it.
他们假定已经拥有了神的恩典。
And they were presuming on their God like he owed them, just like Jonah.
他们假定好像神欠了他们，就像约拿。
They had forgotten God's great desire.
他们已经忘了神伟大的愿望。
The book of Jonah has shown a God who is disgracefully gracious.
约拿书彰显了神那超乎常理的仁慈。
But Jonah, like Israel, was resisting and rejecting what grace really is.
正像以色列人，约拿拒绝和抵挡真正的仁慈。
It's completely undeserved. And so the result is,
这个仁慈实在不是人所能，值得拥有的，所以结果是，
They didn't look outward with grace, but with judgment.
他们的外在没有仁慈，只有论断。
And they didn't look inward with thankfulness, but entitlement.
他们的内里没有感恩，只是自认理所应得。
And the results are the same for us.
结果我们也是一样。
We don't look outward with grace, we look outward in judgment.
我们外在没有仁慈，我们论断别人。
We don't look inward with thankfulness, we look inward with entitlement.
我们的内里也没有感恩，我们自以为理所应得。
Because God's grace is disgraceful. It's shocking and seemingly unacceptable.
因为神的恩典是超常的，令人震惊和几乎不可接受的。
And no one has a right to it. We're going to watch a video now, and it's a video that I was reminded of because it's a video written for people who are responding to ISIS.
接下来我们要看一个短片，那个短片讲的是就是基督徒写给 ISIS 的一封信。
Meng is going to read the words we use to reflect what people are doing in response to ISIS extremists.
接下来那个录像呢是都是英文的，我把那个英文的字幕给翻译了，他放的时候我给读。
To respond like this, you need to have a disgraceful understanding of God's grace.
当我们看这个录像的时候，我们要来心里思想那神那超常的恩典。一封十字架的人民给 ISIS 的信。这个世界正在谈论你们，你们的启示梦想和引人注目的罪恶。 正在唤醒中东地区。你们的圣战来到这片圣地，来呀，亚伯拉罕的儿女，十字架的人民聚集到你们的门前，传达一个信息：爱正在你们后面，像一阵风吹过太平洋，从橄榄山的丘陵到约旦沙漠的风，从黎巴嫩的雪松到东方的丝绸之路。一支军队来了，没有坦克或士兵，而是一群要来献身的忠实信徒，带着生命的信息。十字架的人民到你们门前来死，如果你们没有听到我们以言辞带出的信息，那我们将向你们展现我们的生命，躺下。为了每一个被你们割喉的人和遭你们奸淫的妇女，为了每一个被你们烧死的人和遭杀害的儿童，兄弟，你的手上沾着血，但是来啊，兄弟们，带着你们沾满血的手，带着你们满眼的仇恨，要谋害十字架的人们，来到十字架下，放下你们的刀枪。爱被单言的很久了，它正在迫近，在你们的城市里呼吸着。虽然你们的罪像猩红色，但是那可以被洗得像血一样白。虽然你们称自己是仆人，神将使你们成为他的儿子。在哪里你们能躲避他的爱呢？甚至黑暗也不能把你们隐藏。来呀，弟兄们，有雨的声音，除去你们的罪，包扎你们的伤。你们为你们的神死，但我们的神为我们死。万王之王为献祭的羔羊，在祭坛上带我们被杀。耶稣基督走遍中东地区，今晚就有赦罪。弟兄们，你们的罪可以得到医治。我们没有不同处，除了基督，我们也不比那最坏的圣战者好一点。基督在十字架上为所有人死，使有罪的你我成为弟兄，甚至你们，甚至现在。
It's a powerful thing, isn't it?
这个是不是很有震撼呢？
An understanding of the disgraceful grace of our God.
来理解这神超乎寻常的恩典。
That's really what Nineveh was like.
这我们今天讲的尼尼微城那个事，也就是这样。
So firstly, we must all come because this is the God of the Bible.
首先我们必须所有的人都来到神面前，因为这个神是在圣经里的。
For the Ninevites, for the Israelites.
他为尼尼微，也为以色列人。
For the outwardly judgmental and the inwardly entitled.
为那些要论断人又自以为应得的。
The churchgoer or the shame-filled, whoever hears the warning and repents.
为那些经常去教会的，还有那些不去教会又充满羞愧的，所有人听了这警告而忏悔的。
God was trying to help Jonah with his dilemma.
神试图帮助约拿清理他的困扰。
Trying to help Israel see what he would one day show through his son.
试图帮助以色列人看到他有一天会通过他的儿子来显明的事。
That God so loved the world, He so loves all His creation that He even chose to die.
神，约翰福音三章十六节说：“神如此的爱世人，他爱一切他所造的，他愿意 为此而死。
Suffering unto the shameful death on a cross.
他经受了死，经受了痛苦，甚至去死。
Where his love for the wicked like you and me is most clearly displayed.
他对恶人就好像你我的爱清楚地展现出来。
Jesus came and he preached repentance from sin.
耶稣来宣告从罪中悔改。
He came with compassion for the ignorant and he grieved for the self-righteous who were angry.
他来怜悯愚昧人，他为那些生气的、自以为正确的人悲伤。
And he said to both, repent, believe and be saved from your wicked ways.
他对那些人说，悔改并且相信，使你们从邪恶的道路上得救。
And then he died.
然后他死了。
He died to demonstrate his justice, so as to be just and the one who justifies.
他死是为了展现正义。
Ensuring that God's disgraceful grace can be offered to all who believe, because it doesn't work any other way.
当他成为了义，他便施行正义，确保神的恩典可以提供给所有相信的人。
So what does that mean for those with egg on their face?
然后这个对那些就是脸上有鸡蛋，就是那些显得很蠢的人有什么意义呢？
Well, we all become the people who look outward with grace and inward with thankfulness.
我们要改变，我们要成为外在有仁慈，内里有感恩的人。
Then we won't resist or despise grace, because we know we are not righteous.
对，然后我们就不会拒绝那个仁慈了，因为我们知道我们里面没有正义。
And so have no right like everyone else.
我们没有权利。
Instead, we will serve with God's concern and live with God's heart.
我们要以神的关心去服侍，以神的心意去生活。
Which has always been his hope for his people.
这一直以来都是神对他子民的期望。
Firstly, we serve with God's concern.
首先我们要以神的关心去服侍。
God's concern should be our concern, which is mission to all people.
神所关心的就是我们所关心的，那就是把神的话语带给所有人。
Blessing to all the nations of this world through Jesus, that has been made incredibly wide, hasn't it?
把祝福带给所有国家的人。
There is no one outside God's concern.
没有人是在神的关心之外的。
So we preach to the lost.
然后我们向那世上的人传道。
And I have to say, I am always really encouraged by what I hear from Liambo, from this congregation.
牧师对我们中文堂的那个会众的热情总是很受鼓舞，说
Thank you, you're an example for us.
说谢谢大家，为大家，谢谢大家做了榜样。
But finally, as I close, we live with God's heart.
其次，我们要以神的心意去生活。
God's compassion and graciousness should be our heart.
神的怜悯和仁慈应该是我们的心意。
Jonah and Israel had forgotten, hadn't they? Jonah was graceless.
约拿和以色列人已经忘了，约拿没有一点仁慈。
And it showed in his attitude of anger.
他发怒的态度就显明了这一点。
How does what springs from within us show that we know our God?
我们的态度怎样的反映出我们对神的认识？
A God who is disgracefully gracious.
神是仁慈的，超乎常理的。
Who has concern for all his creation.
他关心所有一切他所造的。
We don't need to be found with egg on our face if we keep remembering God's marvelous grace.
如果我们不忘神奇妙的恩典，我们就不会陷入愚蠢的境地。
Let me pray.
让我们来低头祷告。
Father, thank you for your incredible grace.
父神啊，感谢你那超乎常理的恩典。
Please help us to live as people with your heart.
帮助我们来活出，活出那个生命，就是有你的心意在里边的。
And to serve as people with your concern.
来服侍，人，就像你关心的一样。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。